ladies and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night, 10/21/2022. And, oh, we have more and more problems with the water, and we have more and more things going on. And you know what? Now I guess we've got cables cut, you know, south of France, all right? And that's Marseille, France, cables cut to various European cities and what have you, to Milan and different places. And it's kind of interesting. Kind of interesting to see all of that. And what is happening earlier, confirmations about more and more stuff in the Great Lakes, okay? We're still up there looking for a lot of things, all right? U.S. military is looking for possibilities of either Russian mini-subs, tsunami drones, which have the bomb that could do a 1,000-foot-tall tsunami in the Great Lakes, you see? And if you had one of them down on the bottom in the Great Lakes, in Lake Superior or Lake Michigan, it would be extremely difficult to find, particularly, you know, in those kind of deep waters and all of that stuff. But they're still up there looking. And as far as that goes, we have a new, this is very interesting, something is being established, a new, quote-unquote, HF network. HF network. All right. In South Bend, that's being put up as a new HF network by LLCs, limited liability companies. Apparently not by the government. They're putting up this new network to fill in the global HF high-frequency radio network. And the fact is that you do have a scenario where the military needs to use that. And we found out from the backside a little bit earlier this afternoon that apparently they're putting it in so that it could be used in case other types of communications are knocked out, i.e. satellite and that kind of stuff. We got all this military action up there in the Great Lakes, and none of that is on television. You ain't going to see none of that. But it's there because there is a threat to the United States through the Great Lakes, you understand? And they may have already screwed the proverbial pooch, in a sense, if they let somebody in a few months ago when we talked to you back then. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that this thing is just beyond belief. It's what's going on. And then it's interesting to note that, once again, they're preparing for knockout of satellites and that kind of stuff, and to go back to HF comms. Now, apparently out of South Bend, they're going to run a fairly good signal out of there that will cover from Superior to, oh, I don't know, the St. Lawrence Seaway to out to the ocean, that all through the Great Lakes, and dedicated to that. And it will be a signal that, since it doesn't have to bounce off the ionosphere, it's going to be line of sight and powerful enough to get through so that our military aircraft in the Great Lakes can receive communications and give them. Now, another E-6, a command and control and communications aircraft, has left the Midwest somewhere, I don't know if Nebraska or wherever it was at, and is on the way to the Gulf of Mexico. So now we've got confirmation, apparently, from not only the Russians, but from Hal Turner, his source the other day, talked about a nuke being set up to be a false flag nuke where the city now they're talking about is Mykolaiv or whatever in the Ukraine, and that would be a nuke that would be blamed on the Russians. And then, of course, Red China Joe and his crew will say that, oh, the Russians did it, so that Lucifer apparently wants a nuclear war. He wants blood sacrifice. So consequently, this thing could still go wild weasel, even though they also, well, we don't think Putin is going to do it or do this or that or the other. They don't know. But I will say this. You also have Russia and Syria now have an agreement to rebuild, apparently for the third time, rebuild the ancient arch, temple arch of, it's the temple of Baal, or Baal, B-A-A-L, the Arch of Palmyra, that I guess people in Israel say that that if that arch is destroyed and rebuilt three times, that it has to be the third time to be rebuilt before the Messiah can come back. So this thing just gets real interesting everywhere you go, all right? Everywhere you go. And I don't understand people out there who are saying, well, the CDC, oh, they're going to mandate, say they need a mandate. These spike vax killer vaccines, alleged killer vaccines for children for schools. So you won't be able to send your kid to a public school unless you live in a state where they don't do that. They don't require it. But whoever is saying that, and the CDC is basically, in a sense, is calling out a death warrant or a murder warrant for a large number, for a large number of people. For a large number of kids. They like to murder babies, it seems. Lucifer wants to kill the kids, and so Joe Biden and his demon rats, they want to kill the kids, and he's going to make that the first priority, is abortion. It should be up to the states. That's all there is to it. And the World War III, or the Gog-Magog War, as it says in Ezekiel 38:39, this thing is going to go down. It's going to go down, and you know why we know that? It's because the Lord Jesus tells us that. All right? And in Ezekiel 38:39, we also know that they're going to come into the, up to the land of the unwalled villages. And that is, you know, what verse 10 of Ezekiel 38, I believe. Thus saith the Lord God, verse 10, Ezekiel 38. It shall also come to pass, meaning besides Gomer and all of his bands, Persia, Ethiopia, and everybody, and Gog of Magog, chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. And that is Tubal-Cain for anybody out there who's a Mason. That's where he was from, Meshech and Tubal, you see. And he says, I will turn thee back and put hooks in thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horsemen, all of them, you see. Persia, Ethiopia, Libya with them, with shield and helmet, Gomer and all of his bands, Togarma and all his bands. And they're going to come against Israel, all right? But verse 10 says, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of the unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Well, if you think about that, you look at the midst of the land, you look from North Texas all the way straight up, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, you know, Iowa, Nebraska, Colorado, you know, all the stuff all the way up into Montana, the Dakotas, up into, you know, Alberta, Saskatchewan, up into there. And you see the cattle and grain belt of the world, the producer of that of the world, all right? If you go and get all the wheat in that area and all the cattle and all the stuff, you're going to have a buku of it. You're going to have a lot of it. So we've got water problems still, and water is still on the mind with the Great Lakes. And then now we even have in the water, the LNG, the liquid natural gas tankers, trying to take liquid natural gas to Europe. They're going and they're off Spain, and Spain's capacity is already filled. And so Spain apparently has the largest capacity of storage for the liquid natural gas. So even though that could go to Germany, you can't get it there because the tankers are still off the coastline. And then if you've got off the coast of Spain, then you're not too far off the coast of France, are you? And then if somebody is taken out at Marseille, the cable's there, and maybe that's the Russians, you see? But anymore, you don't know. It could be Red China Joe and everybody working for Lucifer, don't you know? But I think I need an ice cream cone, don't you? Just wonderful. Oh, I don't know, man. This is getting to be quite interesting. Quite interesting. And the Heritage Foundation report about the U.S. military, everybody says, well, I'm in the military, by golly, we can whip up. When, you know, we're tough and we're, yeah. But the Heritage Foundation, which is not a piker of a group in terms of research, not a piker of a group, they are saying, all right, they are saying that the U.S. military is in a position that could best be described as very weak, and that it can no longer even probably function, probably not even function, in completely fighting in one regional conflict, let alone two or three or a world conflict like we used to be able to dominate. Even the number of missiles that we have apparently, and I'm talking about javelins and the HIMARS and the different types of missiles we use, and that probably includes those that are nuclear oriented as well. We probably have decommissioned stuff of those. We no longer have the capability to fight or the weaponry and the ammunition. And we're talking about even down to rifle ammunition or machine gun ammunition. Been hearing more about that where people in the military say we don't even have enough rounds to go to war with. And the capacities of the factories to make them are running all full out. Lake City, all the different ones apparently, are running strong. But a lot of that is going to Ukraine. All I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is that you had better be, if you have a firearm, you had better buy ammunition for your firearm. And like the old boy told me or asked me, he said, Hawk, do you think 95,000 rounds is enough? And I said, well, I don't know. Knowing where you live, on top of that hill with the high metal fence, and down below is all of the drug gangs and all that stuff in a certain Rhode Island city, that it may not be enough. If you've ever read about the different things in the various Patriots books, and he has different ones, he has, you know, Patriots, Surviving the Coming Collapse, James Wesley Rawls. And then he has The Survivors and The Different Ones. He has, you know, The Liberators, that whole series of his books, okay? If you've ever read any of those, then you know that at certain points that who has organization in the United States are street gangs, biker gangs, okay? And that those are going to run wild weasel when the stuff goes down here. Because if you knock the power grid out in the United States, you take out some key bases and you decapitate, let's say, D.C. and New York City and, you know, the headquarters bases, you see, in terms of the government, the military. If you pop out and pop a lot of stuff into Denver and that kind of an area, then you've got a whole scenario to where not much can be understood or what's going on, and there's very little communication available. Hence, going back to what we talked about earlier, the brand new HF comms network being set up by LLCs, by off-the-shelf corporations, you see. Oh, but it's going to be used for the military. Now the problem is, and we hope that there aren't any red Chinese chips in any of the things. You would have thought that they would have just made all the chips, could have made them in Texas, could have made them in California, wherever they want to make them. And they could have subsidized that under the Pentagram budget and never had to buy any from the red Chinese. But then again, you have a current, allegedly a current president's son who received $1.45 billion to invest back in, what, 2016? And that there's a portion going to be saved for the big guy, and then they have direct relationships with energy companies in red China? What is that? What is that? What? How can you say that if you've got a president who's getting that from them, from the red Chinese, going directly in there, well, I would go home to Rehoboth Beach myself too, take a nice little vacation, sit back and rev up my Corvette with the gasoline engine, the high-powered gasoline engine, and maybe fall off a bicycle or two. You know what I mean? This stuff is just ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if we're going to have a Gog-Magog war, you're likely going to see it in, you know, in the Middle East. You're going to see as Ezekiel 38. And if you haven't read Ezekiel 38, 39 for a while, go ahead and read them because it tells you quite a lot about what's going to be. Brother Steve Quayle also has Q-Files 2.0, where World War III may break out, and there's no pulling back from World War III, all right? So I'm going to tell you, you need to continue to methodically prepare as best you can, as the Lord will allow you, and a lot of people don't have the ability to do so, and that would be to a great degree. I prepared for a lot of it years ago, but as far as what I do currently now, I basically maintain my health and my health insurance and pay the basic bills, and that's it. So I can sometimes buy a little extra, and that's about it. But fortunately, I did start early. Those of you who didn't start early, you need to go after what's going on real quick, like, all right? You need to go after it and start to figure out what you can do. Because the time is very short. Time is very short. Time is very short. Oh, man. Sometimes it's hard to even tell you what you could do or what I should say, because We've said it so many times, you see. Said it time and time and time again and another time again. But the Lord still has me say, let's keep telling these people so that they can get prepared. Because when iniquity will shall abound, the wax, when iniquity will abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Ezekiel 38:39, but you also got to look at Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Revelations, all the different things. Now, when you're also, you see the Ukraine, and you see what's being drafted in Russia and everything being pulled up, and you see the fact that in the Ukraine, they're now inducting, drafting 12 to 17-year-old boys and men up to 60 years of age. And pretty soon it'll be everybody and their dog. And meanwhile, in the sense of all of this and all of this junk, then the stock market goes up. So there is no... Let me just see what the Dow did do. The Dow went up, all right, to 31,082. It went up 2.47% today. Can you believe that? Just incredible. And the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ all up. So somebody likes it. You know why they like it? Because war is coming to town. War is coming to town, you see. War is coming to town. That's what's getting ready to happen. And that, ladies and gentlemen, means profits. And if they can get going on some factories to make some stuff before the nukes fly, why, then they can bank some money and buy some gold, or they can do whatever they want to do. They want you to go into crypto, you see, because they now have, They originated crypto through intelligence operations, created that under the guise that you would have a ability to stay away from scrutiny with money. But instead, now they've got that all set up to where it's all linked in together now, and they know what everybody's doing. So then that kept you away from silver, physical gold, okay? And hence, let's see what they are up today. Oh, they did go up. Silver now up to 1942, up 78 cents an ounce. Oh, 24-hour gold up $29.80. So it did make a move. Platinum, 934 at $21 up today. So something is getting ready to go down, you understand? You got everybody wondering about an economic crash. Diamond, Nouriel Roubini. All the different big economists and everything, except Red China Joe. And now, 101st Airborne. They're going to Europe to play Europe to bolster NATO. Largest deployment, 101st Airborne Division in Europe since World War II. And then if the nuclear bomb in Mykolaiv is detonated by the Ukraine and try to blame it on Russia, then we got an all-out nuke-duke right there. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, you better go out tonight and buy a few more cans of chunky soup. You better go out tonight or tomorrow, and you better buy some more rounds of 12-gauge. Some more rounds of 9mm, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 45, you know, whatever it is you got, 223, 308, 30-06. And at some point in time, you're going to need more than one firearm in the house. The 38 snub nose is not going to cover it, or the Glock 9 just by itself will not cover the thing. So when they come down the road in your neighborhood, and they don't have to come in every city, and they say, well, Hawk, there are 240 million guns in America. Yes, there are. But you see, having it and being willing to use it in the face of what might come against you is two different things. You have to think about all of that and have it prepared in your mind as best you can before it happens. If you do not have, you could have preparations, but if you don't have a little folder with at least, or have reviewed instructions with your spouse or your children about what to do in case of emergency. Let's say the kids are at school. You're at work. Mom's at work. Dad's at work. Whatever. Grandma is at work, or grandma's not home, or whatever. What do the kids do? Do you let the schools then take them somewhere? Or do you give the kids in their backpacks, hopefully, you have a little bottle or two of water. You have a little bit of food, okay? I mean, if nothing else, you can stick some raisins or some, you know, protein bars or something in there. Plus instructions of how to get home, or how to walk home, or to run home, or where to go. Because when you're sitting there and you're trying to get around on the streets or the roads or the interstate or the freeways to get somewhere to pick up the kids, it'll be hard to do. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this thing, it could just get wild as could be. And the grocery store that you frequent, you know, whether it be in a small town, like if you look at the book, One Second After by William R. Forstchen, it's a forge. F-O-R-G-E book, William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-T-G-N, 1 second after, about the EMP takeout of the grid of the United States. And in that, they didn't have any clue what did it, and all the cars are in a parking lot along the I-40 by Black Mountain, North Carolina. Swanoa, all that in there, Asheville, all that's a parking lot on the 40. And the only thing that's working is old cars, some old Volkswagens, and some old trucks and stuff like that that still have the old-type points, plugs, distributor caps, all of that on it. Horses work. But in spite of all of that, grocery store in the small town gets totally decimated within 30 to 40 minutes. The medicine in the pharmacies, all taken up, all of the stuff, grabbed in that book. If you never read that book, that is a real good book to read. That and Patriots, Surviving the Coming Collapse, James Wesley Rawls, or the William R. Forstchen, 1 second after. If you wanted to read something that was telling you also about it, you could read what I've told you in the past. Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America by Thomas W. Chittum, if you can find a copy. C-H-I-T-T-U-M, Thomas W. Chittum. So consequently, it could get, and you look at the scenarios in these various books, and you talk about what could happen, and you just think about it. If the grocery store is not there, the water's been turned off, the power grid is turned off, the natural gas is turned off, there's another question. Or maybe the gas lines are still open, but there's no electrical power, any kind of stuff in the city. Do you have the ability, if there's problems of a ruptured gas line somewhere, you have the ability of having a non-sparking wrench, to turn off your gas outside where it doesn't spark? or if there's been some damage to a line or to a house and you're smelling gas in the air, do you have a non-sparking wrench to turn off the gas? Okay. Do you then have also firewood for a fireplace, or do you have a wood stove? You can get these small shepherd's wood stoves, that kind of stuff. You can see them. I think Sportsman's Guide has got some of them. Look up small wood stoves, shepherd's wood stoves, whatever it is. I even had one that was foldable, collapsible. I bought it years ago. And then you need the pipe and you need the interface to go out the window or out the wall. Or if you're going to put it in your tent, which is perfectly possibly legitimate for some people here, if you're going to bug out, and let's say you don't make it to the bug out spot. Because a lot of people try to bug out, you know, for a long, long distance. And consequently, you may not always get there. If you're within, say, 50, 60 miles, and you got a little heads up, and you got some alternate routes that you've got, and in order to get alternate routes and to really see what's out there, you need topographical maps. Topographical maps of your state and several states next to your state, okay? And in those topo maps, they show all the side roads and the railroad tracks and all the things. Another good thing to get, you can get a regular road atlas, but get the trucker's road atlas, a thicker trucker's road atlas, which you can get at truck stops and different places, because they show all of the way stations. They show the height of the railroad bridges and things like that. If you've got a tall vehicle and you can't get underneath this thing, where are you going to be? The truckers know all of that. They know where the gas stations are at. They know where all the checkpoints are going to be for the weigh-ins and all those things. It's all on those trucker maps, topographical maps, okay? And then if you're not buying additional food, and if you do not have a Berkey water purification system, do anything you can do to try to get one. First step up, you don't have one, with the black Berkey filters. And if you get one and it's got the two black Berkeys in it, that will do about 6,000 gallons of water. I would get additional water filters. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff will just is just going to be, men's hearts will fail them for what is going to come upon the earth. So they're trying to get liquid natural gas to Europe, and the tankers are being turned away because they don't have enough storage. And then Germany is saying that they may run out of natural gas by February. I think they're, and that's only if they cut their usage 20% to 30% right now. So if it's warm right now, but then it turns 20 degrees next week or whatever, or 10 below or whatever it becomes, and you start to get snow, if you don't have firewood or coal in Germany, you're going to be out of luck. But you're also going to be out of luck in France. You're going to be out of luck in the UK, where they're going to have 3 hours a night and no electricity. Oh, well, how will I watch the TV programs? Well, you better have some kind of a generator. Maybe you ought to get the one like the Edward G. Robinson was riding, and then he had Charlton Heston ride in the movie Soylent Green. S-O-Y-L-E-N-T, Soylent Green, where they scoop humans up every night at the curfew, and then they grind them up and turn them into Soylent Green to feed the remaining humans. But you could get one of those bicycles where you can turn the generator, sit on a frame, and put power into the lights or put it into a batteries. You can have even just the Harbor Freight, you know, basic $189 kit for solar, or there's some stuff from Jackery. I know that good people have the Jackery systems and other systems where you're then using those systems. The Harbor Freight's about $189 for 100 watts. You've got all the cords. You got a small charge controller. You got a couple light bulbs. Couple light bulbs that are designed for that type of a power system. And then you could get a hex connector where you can put five different inputs into it and then use that and then output that into charge batteries. What kind of batteries? You know, like RV batteries or marine batteries. Or you have the big money, you get the big expensive batteries. But whatever it is, you can charge batteries in order to have power to run what? What do you need to run? Refrigerator, freezer, okay? Some power tools. Other battery chargers to charge rechargeable DC, AA, AAA batteries, all right? For other appliances and radios, etc. And for basic lighting. But you're not going to run everything in your house unless you've got the big solar array and all of that kind of stuff. But you can survive. And if you've got refrigerator freezers, you can run them for a few hours. And you may have more than one. You know, some people have the garage refrigerator where soda pop or the beer or whatever, and then the others one inside, and then sometimes they'll have a freezer in the basement or something. But you can run all of them for a certain period, and you can put insulated blankets over the top of them, you know, like furniture pads or that kind of stuff, or even you can just any kind of blankets to cover it to insulate it, and you can run each one 3-4 hours at a time, all right? And keep them up to snuff. You could then run a television set or your computer, and if you got your computer and you got some DVDs to watch a movie or to watch something or to learn, and maybe if you still have some left that can teach you about prep or what have you, you can do that. But oh, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, NATO's frontline defenders, you see, going to have 101st Airborne there. It doesn't get bigger than that. And the 82nd's already been there. 82nd's already been there. And we've been talking to you and telling you hello to all the people that, hello to the U.S. troops who are in Lithuania or Poland, Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia, okay? And in Great Britain, and in Germany, and in Italy. Now you got food riots in France and Paris and in Rome and different places, inflation riots, whatever you got or whatever you want to say. And meanwhile, the U.S. Pentagon or the U.S. government is sponsoring drag queen shows for children in Ecuador. Just ridiculous. I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And I'll tell you, if you want to know what he tells you, and he says to you, he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And if he tells you Woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, but pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, and neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, not the general population, for the elect's sake, those days shall be short. I also will say that, you know, when you go out there to read John 14, which I like to read it because in that John 14, Jesus tells you, if you want to see him, if you want him to manifest himself to you, it's verse 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You want to see Jesus? Go read John 14 tonight. Read it to your kids. Let's go back here because he says, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. So do you believeth on him? You see what Jesus has given you, a marvelous gift? He will do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. But if you look at the syntax of the sentence, the way the sentence is constructed, he's saying that if you believeth on him, he that believeth on him, verily, verily, he says, I say to you, verse 12, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye, he means you see, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. His name is Jesus. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Oh, yes. The commandment is thou shalt not murder. The one that you're thinking about, well, Hawk, don't we just stand out there and let them kill us? Not me. I'm going to stand for the Lord Jesus on his behalf against evil. I'm going to stand against those who will come. Not those who might, but those who will come. Brother Quail is right. There ain't no denial. We're heading down the road to it. We're heading down the road right to where you don't want to go, because I'll tell you, that's what the Lord Jesus said. And if you read the Bible, you understand it. But so many people don't read it. You might go to church. You listen to the preacher. What's the preacher telling you? Does he tell you anything about Ezekiel 38, 39? Does he tell you anything about Matthew 24? You know, or why Matthew 25 is, you know, preparedness in light of Matthew 24. I don't think so. Very rarely will you hear it. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but if I were you, I would continue to methodically do all you can to prepare in terms of food, water, what have you. You see, you know, I mean, it's just right there, right at your face, you know, about what's getting ready to happen And I don't know how more forceful I could ever tell it to you because I've yelled it for so many years. Yelled it for so many years, okay? And consequently, I've been obedient in that and try to be. And many of you tell me what you have done, and many have been prepared. And some have been prepared, and they've been stymied, okay? They've been stymied, or they have been, people have actually gone in and thrown out their food, relatives and that kind of people, you know, gotten rid of things that they put up because they thought they were crazy, you see? Well, the people that are putting back the food are not crazy. Steve Bannon, 4 months in prison. He's one of the ones that should have got out on his boat and gone to somewhere where there's no extradition. Trump should probably do that. You start to tell the truth anymore, and they don't want you to tell the truth. And they will do everything they can do to try to keep you off the air. It's like me trying to get on the air on different things. By Skype, I'm sitting there looking, I'm on Skype, and then yet it says I'm not on Skype. Or when I start to get on the phone, then the phone clicks out. Or when I start to go on, I've been using the computer all day long, and I'm looking at the, you know, all my emails and all the stuff, and then all of a sudden, the computer goes out of whack, and I don't have any internet and have to reboot and do all the stuff. It's been going on for years. Brother Quayle, they knocked out a T1 line to his house years ago, and the explosion of the electricity blew his whole control panel out and singed him pretty good. Singed his skin. Brother Quayle still has trouble with his phone. I hear him various times. He'll be on a radio show, and then all of a sudden, his Skype drops out or his phone goes out. When you're telling the truth and you bring it together and you put it together with Lord Jesus and you put it in that context, the devil does not like that. The devil doesn't like it. So we're coming up to a time we're going to have these elections, maybe. And maybe we will have them, but maybe right after the election, maybe it will not be very good. So instead of, you know, doing this, that, or the other, go out and get you another can or two of chunky soup. If you can afford more than that, you can afford some Mountain House, get that. If you can afford all of the different things, then by all means, take some money out of the bank, and if you don't have a year's supply of food, or heaven forbid you didn't have 3.5 years supply of food, you didn't have thousands of rounds of ammunition for every firearm you had, you did not have military grade gas masks and extra filters, you did not have, and primarily you better get as soon as possible, a Berkey water purification system. Go on, and you can type in a search engine. Berkey, B-E-R-K-E-Y, factory blemish water filters, okay? And that will take you to a spot where you can get the factory blemish and get a good deal on one. You may deal with somebody else that already has them in stock and has a good price on them. Wherever you can get them, you better get them. And, you know, you get the big ones, they're good for a large number of people. You could take care, in terms of drinking water and cooking water, you know, an entire neighborhood with one of those really big Imperials or one of those kind of things. And then Iran seizes American underwater drones in the Red Sea. Well, where do you think they get their drone technology from? Remember when they knocked out one of our drones years ago? took control of it. Oh, man. Just getting to be really wild weasel time. And I'm not going to go quickly into their Luciferian night, let me tell you that. I'll either stay here and bite, or if I can get somewhere else that's a bit out of the way, then I might do that too. But it just depends on how much time you have. That's why I try to stay up at night and have for years. And sleep at various times in more of the combat nap fashion, all right? When I'm covered by somebody else, you see. I don't know. I think we got Russians in the Great Lakes, possibly with tsunami drones that have the tsunami creating Poseidon nuclear devices in them. But I'm not going to be one to not tell you about it. I'm going to tell you something else. Do you remember years ago when I talked to you about the Atlantis Rising? I even wrote an article, a Hawk Talon, I used to call him, and Steve Quayle put it up on his site years ago. And it was about Atlantis Rising, and it was about the Bermuda Triangle area. If you go off the coast of northern Florida and you go out into the middle, right into that triangle, remember we talked about how there was some strange signal that was starting to really get strong coming out of that area of what, quote-unquote, Atlantis, I called it, Atlantis Rising, like maybe an underground, deep underground or underwater civilization still there? And that particular thing was causing in Florida at that time problems with their GPS and their locations of airports and that kind of stuff. Well, that signal is, and you got to make sure when you look at the buoys out there that there's no weather system or lightning, because lightning can give you the appearance of course, electromagnetic or of a pulsed signal. But this signal this afternoon was back strong, and I had somebody check on it specifically. Because you got Luciferians, you got Luciferian pond scum under the water. If, let me tell you something, if you would like, keep old Hawk in the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and welcome. It can be Federal Reserve notes, silver quarter, silver dollar, silver dime, a bit of gold, a bit of platinum, or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus thank you and return it to you 10,000-fold. Brother Quayle, 406-586-4840. Steve Quayle. You can get gold or silver if you need some really quickly. You can also avail yourself of the up-to-date information from QPOS 2.0 or Steve Quayle's private briefings. You can get the remaining books that Steve has because he can't reprint them. Because they can't give him a guaranteed date when they would come out or how much they'd really cost. But I'm going to tell you what, Brother Quayle put me on the air years ago, and he is still fighting to tooth and nail, you see, on behalf of the Lord, all right? And all of the stuff he's done in Mexico with the expeditions down there to find the truth out about the Luciferians and the space aliens and how they affected us. Just incredible. So, ladies and gentlemen, also, the Indochina Bible Project, while we still have a little time, the Nunemakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunemakers, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, that's with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina Bible Project, or Nunemaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, 17067. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know when the time's going to be. I think we're going to get popped in the United States by probably some kind of a nuclear weapon, or I think there's going to be an EMP weapon, or I think they will send Spetsnaz or Red Chinese Commando against those 9 or 10 key power substations in the United States. Not the big, you know, power plant, but the key power substations. 9 or 10 of those, you take them out, take the grid down. I don't know where they're all at, but you remember there was one out in California that somebody had shot out the transformers and took that power substation down. And they'd also crawled in underneath in the secret tunnel to turn off alarm systems that would let people know that those things would go off. But we got carrier groups that have problems with water. We got bases in Hawaii with problems with water. We got all kind of trouble at the Great Lakes. Suppose they blow the tsunami weapon and the Great Lakes go south. You realize how much water is in them? And if you got a Mississippi or Missouri or an Illinois River or a Kentucky or Tennessee or wherever it might be, from this, you know, New York coastline or the, you know, the sea lanes that go all the way through the lakes and then go on up to Superior, Michigan, start to go, what do you think's going to happen, people? Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Get prepared. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, your property, your business, for your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemy of the Lord Jesus and of the constitutional America. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey Lapua, stay on the optics, Mick. Squeeze that trick. Don't jerk it. Road and Track, Little Al. You say hi to your daddy for me and your mama. They're good people. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, go buy some more canned goods tomorrow. You don't have a Berkey, buy one or order one quick.